Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the San Juan County Board of Realtors.
Did you know that home ownership can help you build a strong financial future? A local realtor is ready to help start the home buying process. Find out more at SanJuanCountyBoardOfRealtors.com. The site lists all local realtor members.
Listener support at 90.9 KSJE Farmington and 103.3 Durango.
Welcome to Cop Shop. I'm Nicole Brown, the Public Information Officer for the Farmington Police Department, and I finally have my co-host back with me. He returned from his trip, and he's back, and we're back live with you guys.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Missed you last time. How did the show go last time?
It was great. We had Sarah on, our victim advocate, and she's so passionate about what she does, and I learned a lot, and that was good.
Yeah, she's outstanding, one of those people that kind of works behind the scenes at the PD that we get a chance to talk about on the show sometimes and expose what a great worker she is for the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was great. And I just love her. She's so sweet and wonderful, and so I enjoyed it.
Was she talkative on the radio?
She, you know what? We had a great conversation, I feel like. She answered all my questions, and then we talked about how much we love FPD because the chief wasn't here.
Yeah. I'll have to watch this episode.
How was your trip?
It was good.
Yeah.
I went back. I saw the Packers at Lambeau live. They beat the Washington football team. And then I watched them this past week, and it did not go as well with Aaron. So Aaron Rodgers is in the middle of a controversy.
Yeah, I'm not much of a football fan, but I know that that's a controversy.
Yeah, that's a controversy. So those of you that don't know, Aaron Rodgers landed kind of square right in the middle of the whole COVID vaccine testing protocol issues. He tested positive this past week and then was suspended, obviously, for the game, couldn't play in the game. And maybe can't play in the game this coming weekend against Seattle. We'll see. But it then was revealed that he was unvaccinated. Up till then, he'd been kind of coy about that, I think is probably the best way to describe it. He'd insinuated he was immunized, and kind of led the impression that he'd been vaccinated. And then it turned out, lo and behold, he was not vaccinated in any way. And the rest is getting to be social media history. He's kind of in the eye of the storm at the moment.
Yeah,
I think one of his endorsers, may have been Previa Health, pulled their endorsement of him, or endorsement deal that he'd worked out with them, and it's possible the league will wind up suspending him, or at least taking some disciplinary action. They're looking into it, I guess, to see if he was following all the protocols, keeping social distance, and doing the things he was supposed to do. But it was the result was brutal on the field for the Packers as. Our backup quarterback, Jordan Love, former first-round pick, really struggled, and we lost to the Chiefs. So it was a long, long weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lots
but
of fun.
Scott had a long weekend, too. His team lost, too.
Scott did, and they lost to...
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the second win for Jacksonville.
Yeah. Win. Well, yeah.
This was
glad we could do that for him.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I think Urban Meyer thanked you.
Right.
From the bottom of his heart in Ohio State.
This is why we describe ourselves as long-suffering Buffalo Bills fans.
Yes. Well, I think the same is true for the Mighty Pack, too, because I think our days are coming. We're back to suffering again. And it was hard to believe because, you know, I was hopeful he was going to do a good job, Jordan Love. And it was like watching the quarterbacks in the 80s that we parade out there. We scored 7 points. The defense only gives up 13. There's no reason to lose a professional game that way. It was just terrible. And I was deeply, deeply unhappy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I knew that. Coming in, I was like, man, Monday is not going to be as fun.
No.
The Packers don't win. But thankfully, you're not too bad today. It's not
No.
It's Not terrible. You're feeling better about it.
I'm finding other things to focus my attention on.
That's good. That's good.
These are interesting times we live in. So almost hat in hand with the Aaron Rodgers thing in the news, which isn't really necessarily a crime situation, but absolutely impacts the police department and the rest of government, and that's the Biden administration announced their COVID mandatory testing or vaccination policy last Thursday, that it was announced it takes effect like December 15th, the first stage, and then the second stage maybe January 15th. I think it's a 30 and 60 day rollout. And almost immediately there were legal challenges. One came on Saturday, and the judge in that case, I think it was the Fifth Circuit, ordered a stay on it until he could sort through some of the rulings. And so I don't have all that information yet on how that'll go, but I expect they'll make a decision on that soon, and we'll see. But it certainly is going to be a dramatic one if it happens.
Yeah, I agree. But I really like the way City of Farmington has kind of framed it to its employees, of that this is really a testing mandate. It's not really a vaccine mandate. It's not telling you have to get vaccinated. But if you're not vaccinated, you have to get tested. So it's really more of a testing mandate, and you're just exempt from the testing if you're vaccinated.
Right.
So I like that it's not forcing people to get vaccinated. So if it's, you know, if you're willing to get tested every week, and because you believe that strongly against the vaccination, then you have that out.
Sure.
It's not forcing it on you. So I think that that is smart, and I hope that there's no further, you know, I just don't think it goes well when you're going to force people to do that.
No, but it's complex period for businesses. So, you know, on the one hand, like you said, people feel strongly on both sides of the issue. So now we're going to have testing if you're not vaccinated. But you put the testing site someplace that's close and conducive so the employees can get to it and they can get back to work. But now you also out every one of those employees is not vaccinated. And so it becomes sort of a walk of shame over to get your weekly test. All the other employees see it. You can certainly anticipate that there'll be some who want to discuss whether or not you should be vaccinated. And so the potential for trouble is there, and it's more complex from a leadership perspective. I'm not sure how you do everything and protect everybody's rights, make everybody happy. I don't know that you can accomplish that necessarily with this one.
I think it really comes down to not otherizing people. And that's just kind of a theme, I think, in society in general right now. Don't otherize people because of their personal choices. If you think about your choices and the things you do, you could be otherized by, you know,
society. So this is
society
a new segment we're featuring here on on the Cop Shop, and this is New Words with Nicole. So she's going to give you the word. You're going to guess what it means.
Oh, gosh.
Otherizing.
Well, I think just kind of putting them outside of the norm or outside of culture, and you're saying, oh, these other people are not going to do what we want them to do. And so I think that you have to have some empathy, show up with empathy, ask questions, because everyone is doing what they think is right for themselves, and that's not for you to judge, and you wouldn't want to be judged on yourself. So I just think that everyone needs to do a little more listening and some more question asking, and have
or
and
a not mind your own business.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what it comes down to. But listen, and I feel really strongly about this with first responders. You know, there's a lot of cities that are kind of putting that down on first responders, that they have to get vaccinated in order to do their job. And I think that what's lacking is conversations between those officials that are putting those mandates in place and first responders. There's no give and take. They're not trying to listen to each other. They're just both yelling into, you know, space, and no one's listening. So I feel like there's not enough conversations happening, and people aren't feeling heard. And so then you get these poor reactions, and you do. There's all these openings for things to go very badly.
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, quickly heads to the courts, and we just start battling. You know,
yeah.
which honestly, over the last 4 to 6 years, is almost the modus operandi for being an American right now. Is we take a very strong opinion, we assume the worst in the other side. We don't listen very well. We certainly are able to listen in our own little echo chambers,
mm-hmm.
whether listening to Fox News or MSNBC or CNN or the same groups on Facebook. We get our position, we solidify that position, and now we go to war.
Yeah.
And this is a tough one. There's no doubt about it that the things that I see as I'm doing these condolence cards for officers that are dying in the line of duty, this iteration of COVID is attacking people who are younger. And so many of the officers that I'm sending condolence cards for are in their 40s and 50s when they're dying,
mm-hmm.
which was not the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So this one appears, based on what we see at the PD, where we really were very lucky the first year or so. We did not have many positives. Just did not hit the PD. We took a lot of protocols, and those protocols worked. We've taken a lot of protocols now in the second round, but we're getting a lot of positives, and it really has hit the police department. So it feels to me like it's less deadly and more contractable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, everything I'm hearing from the hospital, and they put out information, you know, they are overwhelmed. You're again back to some significant surgeries that are needed by people are not happening because the hospital is overwhelmed, and
that's where
we're in trouble.
They're at their critical care, so and that's significant for our community. And I don't think most of us can even really wrap our heads around how significant and impactful that's going to be for our community. And
until you go in with a heart attack or
I really hope that we don't have a bad situation, but it is, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
And it's frightening how big of a deal it can be.
So we'll watch and see how this mandate goes. I agree with you. It's more of a testing mandate. I think with back to the Aaron Rodgers thing, I think they're tested daily.
Really?
The players in the NFL are. So, you know, testing is a new part of life, at least as it relates to COVID, for however long that's going to be. And if you're vaccinated, you're out of it. I think then the new rules say you don't have to wear a mask anymore if you're vaccinated. But again, that kind of goes out to the almost the public shaming. So now you do have to wear a mask if you're not vaccinated. So everybody knows you're not vaccinated.
Yeah,
and so then what's the next step to that? I'm not looking forward to this leadership challenge. I don't mind dealing with crime. I don't mind dealing with police reform. But, this will be different.
Well, because this is just such a sensitive and almost personal topic that I know my career history, no one's ever had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not something that we... to me, it feels very outside of anything that businesses have had to deal with in the past. It's just not something that we've ever really gotten involved in. And so it is strange. It is.
Last year we were talking, and, you know, I was openly saying, look, whether it was Trump or whether it was MLG or whether it was the mayor, you know, nobody had faced this before. You know, we have not in our lifetime faced anything like this. And so whether it was the Trump administration and what they were trying to do or MLG and she was trying to do some different things, everybody's really doing the best that they could, you know, from their perspective,
mm-hmm.
to help us get through it. And you can agree, and certainly people do, you can agree with one or agree with the other more, and I get that. But boy, juxtaposed against a nation that's pretty divided anyway, we're so quick to then demonize the other side. Either one's power grab, and this is all, you know, basically a Trojan horse for the government, mm-hmm. grabbing more power and intrusiveness, or, you know, basically you're just so anti-governmental that you're willing to risk everybody's life by not getting vaccinated. You know, we really have moved pretty quickly and pretty hard to demonizing the other side.
That's interesting. That you're using that term demonizing, because I was listening to a podcast this morning talking about how the division between political parties and just in our nation in general, and talked about how they're almost like the person who was talking about it, Tim Shriver, was saying that people are more lonely than they've ever been. Like, they're reporting higher levels of loneliness than ever. And he thinks that the division, like his theory is that the division that we're experiencing is a symptom of the loneliness, that it's not causing it. It's actually a symptom of it. Mm-hmm. And then to kind of talked about that a lot of political parties, like if you give $5 to a Republican candidate and you give $5 to a Democrat candidate, you're going to receive the same exact message. It's just going to be pointed at the other party, and how they're kind of creating this sense of belonging through demonizing the other side. Mm. And so that we're so lonely, and so we long to belong to this group, and but they create belonging by demonizing the other side. And I think it's just a person who wants the world to be better, because I'm an idealist.
You're a morning person.
I'm an idealist. That makes me sad. Yes. That you have, in order to belong, you have to tell the other people that, and it goes back to that my otherizing, my term that I created today.
Yeah. Yes. I need to write that down, Scott. Take a note.
But that's just my personal theory, that I just don't feel like we're getting anywhere. It needs a lot. We need to listen a lot more than we are as just a society in general. And it is. All leaders are handling this the best that they know how. And it is kind of crazy. We're living through crazy times.
Yeah. You know, you're right, at the political level. But like I said, this has been going on for several years. So it was, you know, what the Academy Awards or the Golden Globes, and you were getting celebrity after celebrity going on stage and cursing about the president. Whether you liked him or didn't like him, I really hated the optics of that. And of course, then it's, you know, now we're down a path, right? And so now the Trumpster is gone, and now Biden's in, and so now we've got Let's Go Brandon. And we're chanting that at football stadiums, and like, you know, we almost couldn't be more toxic and eager to stick it back to whoever stuck it to us first in our perception. And so, honestly, at the political level, these are our national leaders. This is certainly not the leadership you'd like to see modeled for our country one
that
way or the other.
True.
But so we have some other things that have been going on. We've been running an overtime detail down on the Riverwalk. One of our real attractions in Farmington is the Riverwalk. It's been expanding. It's due to expand more, both to the west and eventually to the east and north. And there's a section of it that, you know, I think once you get past the old Red Lion and you start heading west, you know, I think the trail gets kind of narrow there. There's a fence next to a trailer park. And I don't know that that everybody feels safe in that section of the trail. So we've really deployed a significant number of officers out for the last Friday, Saturday, and Sundays for the last month. I think all told we'll be doing it for 5 weeks, 3 days a week, to really show the flag down there and try and move on any problems that the officers see down there, and just to reassure the public that the police are around. Now, we always are down there. Mm-hmm. We have our park ranger division that's down there and a couple of bike patrol officers, but this was a much heavier presence, and it was focused right in that area where we'd be deploying anywhere from 2 to 4 officers per shift for 4 hours to kind of walk down there and make contacts and move on some of the inebriates if we're finding them, and stop some of the illegal behavior if we're having that. So really, when we started, we were making a significant number of contacts and making still a reasonable number of arrests, and here over the last couple of weeks the contacts have been way down. The number of arrests at times is non-existent. We're not even making an arrest in the course of the shift. So we're seeing less problems, and we're encountering less problematic folks. And the public seems to really like seeing the officers down there. We've had all sorts of compliments and comments.
Yeah.
So overall, you know, this went on the heels of our Brookside Park overtime detail, and on 20th. Mm-hmm. Where we're out trying to show the flag a little bit more. We will probably do some more of these starting next year. Might give it a break through the holidays. We already have our, shoplift patrols on Black Friday. And so we'll probably pick a couple of other areas to try and show increased emphasis and let some of the folks that maybe aren't on the right side of the law see the police a little bit more.
And just, you know, help people feel like they're safe in their parks and in their city. It's, you know, we want everyone to enjoy them. They're beautiful, and we We want everyone to be able to go there confident that they're going to have a good time and enjoy it with their family.
We do. Nationally, there was a defund the police vote in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and the Minneapolis Police Department won that vote. It was not passed. They were talking about some new Department of Public Safety. It mm-hmm. sounded a little nebulous. Maybe that's why some folks were scared away from it. Maybe the details weren't ironed out as well. But I know from a Minneapolis police perspective, it was an important vote for them. There was open talk that the chief may retire or leave if it had passed. And I think he's a fairly popular chief there from everything I'm seeing. He's doing the best that he can in some pretty trying times. But I was pleased that they won that vote, that people there saw the police department was trying. And then in my hometown is Wauwatosa, and this last weekend we had two police officers respond to a shots fired call in one of the hotels in Wauwatosa, which is a city of about 55,000-60,000 people, a suburb of Milwaukee in Wisconsin, and the two officers were both shot in the course of the call. They survived the shooting and were taken to the hospital. I haven't heard any updates on it, but that's a fairly quiet town. But it has been in the news some over the last couple of years, and my heart goes out to the officers and their families and the Wauwatosa Police Department doing the best they can.
Yeah, definitely. And we had our election, our local election, which went well. I think that both taxes that were up for the school and for our dispatch and EMS, they both were approved.
Yep.
So that's great news for our community. That means no interruption in service for the dispatch and EMS side, which is excellent. They were going to have to really take a hard look at things and, mm-hmm. and maybe cut some services. So really glad that got approved. And then of course the school board, I know my kids go to school in Farmington schools. And so I was really glad that it got approved so that they can continue to improve their curriculum and of course the buildings and playground and all that good stuff.
So yeah. And it's good. Both of our city councilors were reelected mm-hmm. and I think is he the replacement judge? I'm not sure what the term is for.
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know what the term is either. But
part-time judge.
Yeah, the part-time mm-hmm. judge might be. He won his seat. He'd been appointed, and halfway through the last term, and he won his first election. So, Judge Miller.
Yes. Yes. And there was some school board stuff on there, depending on what school district you were in. So some new school board members and some got seats back or, were reelected. So it all around, good job, San Juan County, for showing up to vote. I think that local elections are so important because that affects your day-to-day life and mm-hmm. that affects the community that you live in. So I think it's really great when our community shows up and votes on things that they're passionate about and they make their voice heard. I think it's awesome.
So that's it for this week's episode of the Cop Shop. We'll keep you informed in the coming weeks on things like the mask mandate and the testing mandate. And we'll see where all that plays out, as well as other events here in the city. So one thing you should remember is San Juan County Symphony is playing up in Fort Lewis in Durango. And they are there Sunday, November 14th at 3 p.m. That's at the Henderson Performance Hall. And in Fort Lewis, they are Saturday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. So you can find this info on KSJE's website. It's sanjuansymphony.org. And thank you and have a great week.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.